Do you guys need some more? At least another 2 minutes? I think you're good. Yeah. Yeah, that's good. All right. Are we good? Are we good? Okay. This is how we'll do this. Since most of you have three people in your table, we'll have one person answer the name and function, basically introduce everybody in the group. And another person grabs a mic and kind of gives a synthesized 30-second explanation of what the whole table's expectations and goals are. We're looking forward to this. And if you have something very specific to point out, you know, spend the time doing that. I'm just going to ask the total number of years so that I can add it up here. So that's going to be quick. Whoever's the second person can answer that as well. The third person explains what leadership is for them. So everybody gets a quick 30 seconds to summarize their discussions. Okay, so there's a mic here. So Krish, might be good for us to start with your table. And then we'll pass the mic behind. We'll go to this table next. Jing, we'll go to the table next. There's a mic there. So take it away, Krish. Yeah, please. Introduce. All right, everybody listen up.
I'll introduce each one of us in the table. My name is Krish. I do worship services and volunteer management on a weekly basis. We run and plan and execute the actual services that happen for both youth and Sundays. At the same time, I do the volunteer management. So we oversee 7 ministries, but in New Belt, we only run 6. We let the communications ministry take a backseat for a while. So that includes the training. Of course, we check on our volunteers. We ask how they're doing. We pray for them. We minister. And we plan out what we have in store for our volunteers. And Miss Pinky, of course, everybody knows her. She does our human resource. And basically, her role and function is getting the right people on the right bus and making sure they are happy being in that bus. So that's basically the thrust of where her heart is. So it's really like not just knowing who's who, but getting them with the right description. And then Sharon does primarily finance, she does finance, which means she handles the disbursements, the budgets, the liquidation, oversees the counting, but she doesn't do the actual counting. And then she also does worship services. So she oversees also the volunteers and runs the regular services along with the pastors. She has 2 staff under her. From Crescent City. And she also helps oversee their team, their management team in Quezon City.
Wow. All right. Okay, so goals and expectations of the team. Who's
Everything now.
Yeah.
To sum it up, most of us just wants to be bigger inside, and specifically, Juan mentioned to grow in the management skills and just the overall of who we are inside.
Okay, great. Number of years? The total.
36.
Total. Wow. 36 years from this table. Woo-hoo! Here we go. Just that table. Okay. Biggie. Leadership is?
That's not just me.
Yeah, I know.
Here.
Sharon. Sharon is a legend. Anyway.
All right. I think combined everything we said about leadership, it's like leadership is building with people and influencing them to walk in the destiny God has for them.
Wow, that's a good definition. All right, we'll pass the mic over there. We'll turn over here. Okay, Yvette, Take it away.
Hi, good morning. I'm Yvette from Victory Metro East. I'm an administrative coordinator. Basically, what the finance... Hi. Okay. I'm Yvette again from Victory Metro East. Our senior pastor is Pastor Mark Constantino. Okay. My job, basically, what the finance and the facilities do not handle, that's what I do. So, it's really one word to describe everything: overwhelming. But I really need this training so much. So even if it would take half a day, I'm really open to this. This is what I've been praying for actually last year when I came in. So why are you laughing? So I'm sure you know. So basically, worship services, I coordinate everything. Also, as mentioned by Krish, managing the volunteers, also doing all the events and the things need to be done to run the discipleship, especially when we're growing. It's really, wow, we're really growing. And at the same time, also supporting our pastoral, our pastor in the pastoral services. So I also do that. I'd like also to introduce Pam Cruz from Victory Makati. Their senior leader, her senior leader is Pastor L.A. Mumar. She does primarily discipleship, but then she also handles, also helps out in kids, and at the same time, as an HR coordinator. Well, Pam's heart really is in discipleship. Later on, she wants that as they grow as within the staff, is that she would be able to focus on discipleship. She goes through everything to the database, to handling all the events regarding discipleship. That's really her heart. And also, I would like to introduce Jing Navarro of Victory U Belt. Her senior leader is Pastor Gilbert Foliente. She's, because they have a baby, I mean Caloocan, so she handles mainly two churches. So that's U-Belt and Caloocan. Primarily her work is for finance, but then she also, so as finance, helps out with mainly budgeting, making sure that their resources are allotted properly. So she does not just give out, okay, where are your liquidations? She also helps every ministry in allocation and in properly using the resources. And that she also helps out in other functions within the office, especially now that they're also helping out the management with Caloocan. Okay, that's our group.
Goals and expectations.
Okay, and then to answer the second question, this training is basically sharpening for us. I think we're fairly new. our years in the ministry is 8 years and 11 months. 7 years plus comes from her. So we're fairly new. So at least specifically for me, I wanted to get to know most of the people here who I don't know yet, so that the job will be easier. I know who to run to, and then collaborate with people. And then also, we want what we're going to learn here to be able to fix the net that we have now for the current load. And also, we feel that there's going to be a bigger need, a bigger load in the near future. And so we want to prepare the net better for that bigger dream, that bigger vision that we have.
Jing, leadership is?
Okay, for us, leadership is making an impact and having an influence in the lives of people. And it's also the key to success, to every growth, every organization, to where you want this to be.
Great. Thank you, Jing. We'll go here. There's a microphone here, so May. Yeah. Oh, it's on?
Hello.
It's on. Yeah. Okay. Paikot na lang, yeah.
I'm May Perez. I'm from Victory Fort. My senior pastor is Pastor Joey Bonifacio. I function at the fort as the head of worship services. So practically, Chris already explained our function. So overseeing volunteers. At the same time, I do church administration / finance. Okay. And I'd like to introduce to you Adet Tan. Everybody knows who Adet Tan is. Yay! We're all nice to her. She handles our finances. She reports to Miss Gigi. Practically, she works alongside Miss Carol, but she handles the raw data, which means all the information, all the disbursement all through her and her team. Okay, and this is Miss Jepai Bautista. She's also from Victory Fort, and she handles the preschool department of our kids ministry. So,
goals, expectations.
Hi, I'm Adeline Tan. Anyway, for our team, to summarize our goal and expectation, we've mentioned basically we wanted to learn from this staff development training with regards to handling people. As mentioned, Miss Jeff handles volunteer. Also, Miss May, she's also the church administrator. So somehow, if our HR director, Miss Pinky, makes sure that the right people get in the bus, somehow on our function, it's hard for us to. Sometimes we find it hard to making sure that the people in the bus are seated in the right seat, you know. when you handle a lot of people with different personality, you have to also, that's also part of your function as leader of your team, making sure that the people who are in the bus are also seated in the right bus.
Right seats. Okay, Ms. Jepai. Hi, how many years? That's right.
17 years and 8 months.
Our team, 17 years and 8 months.
Wow.
Okay, based on our discussion, we would define leadership as living in excellence by example so that it's easy to influence people around us.
Wow. Very good, very good. We'll go over there, but we'll have to tighten everybody's answers so we can get to everybody before 10, okay?
Hello, my name is Gans. I'm entering my fourth month at Victory Green Hills. I report to my older brother, Pastor Dennis C. My main job is to be, as worship services, you all know what that's like, but I really see myself as the main cheerleader of the group. So it is my job to make sure that the volunteers at Green Hills are happy volunteers. I'd like to introduce you to Henry. Henry is with Victory, Ministers Association. He has served for 8 years. I've done it for 4, and crossover. So we're 18 years kami. Henry here is he oversees the training and mentoring of campus and cross cultural missionaries. Yeah, married with one child. In case you care to know. Charles over here is from Victory Malate. Okay. He has been there for, well, he's been in the ministry for 6 years. His main task is to make systems work as building administrator. He also does work with volunteers. And please excuse his eye bags. He is the father of a 3-week-old. Yeah.
Woo-hoo.
So together, we've done 18 years together.
Wow. All right. Henry, goals and expectations. Who's doing it?
Yeah, I'll be handling the goals and expectations. We have the same goal as GAN, so it's really finding the balance between work, family, and for me also with how we go about other colleagues and getting in each other's plate. So really finding the balance between that.
Okay.
Henry's goals and expectation is really to learn how to, from this class, is to develop people and really in the MPD department that they would be able to reach the next level in terms of their leadership, their potential. His goal is also to send well-funded missionaries to the mission field.
Great. All right. Where did my microphone go?
Leadership
is... Sorry, Henry. Sorry. Leadership is...
Leadership for us is really about servanthood and being an example.
All right. Thank you. We'll go here first. Where did the microphone go there? It's with Carol. Guys, here.
Wait. I said. Hang on. Okay. I'm Kryso. I work for Lifebox. When she asked what's my job description, I said what's my job description? Anyway, I do coordination for Lifebox office. Basically, oversee the day-to-day operation of our office and work closely with Joseph. Yun job description ko na. Carol is our... What does Carol do? Okay, sinulat ko na lang. She do the cash management, financial report, payroll, and handles the budget of churches and ministries and work closely with our finance manager in the local churches. Our goals and expectations, Carol would want to enhance her ability to strategize and do like decision making. Okay.
Good.
And with me, I would like to be refreshed and learn to what because Lifebox is kind of growing. We're around hitting 200 campus missionaries right now, and there's a need for us to put up a system on how we can prepare for more. So I think we're in that mood. So I want to learn the skill of putting the system in our office.
Leadership is, Carol?
Leadership for us is the same influence, one who provide direction and ability to cast vision.
How many years?
The total is 10 years.
Wow.
3/4 is from CRISO.
Go CRISO. Okay, where the microphone go? Ada? We'll send it to the back. And the microphone here went. Yeah.
Good morning. There. I'm Ado from VMA. And my role is help in the fulfillment of VMA's purpose, which are foster the growth and spiritual development, oversee the effective function, and promote the general well-being of all our ministers. And JJ... It works with communications, EN Communications, and he's in charge of writing, producing, and directing our videos. And he's leading a 3-man team, which will soon turn to four. Yeah. And Jerry works for Victory Santa Rosa. He's the head of operations, and he leads himself. No, I'm just kidding. But he's in charge of the overall operations of the church.
Cool. All right, goals and expectations?
Generally, just an increase in knowledge about leadership and management for all of us. Personally, I don't know, the closest thing I had to something like this was Management 101 back in college. So I don't have anything in particular about expectation, but I'm just open to anything. I guess it's a general attitude. And Pastor Ado, it's just an increase in excellence for everybody. And he hopes to learn more about behavioral management, learning about how people think, feel, and respond. So
great. Great. Leadership. Leadership is? Jerry just arrived there, so.
Yeah, leadership is... service, really, for us, and service and influence.
Okay, years of experience?
27.
Wow, Ado, ah. All right, where the microphone go? There in the back? Okay. Yeah, here.
Hi, I'm Dexter from Thank Alabang. Senior pastor's Ariel Marquez. And what I do is I do creatives for the whole church. We're a localized version of the communications department. We're a 2-man team, so that's basically it. Jay Esteban's from our Ortigas church. He's under Ferdy Kabiling. He takes care of operations basically for 4 departments, and he just loves his work. Edwin is a print media manager for communications here in ENP. Yeah, bro, I love you that much, bro. Increase, bro. Nandito naman finance. At saka HR. All in all, we've been 19.7 years with church.
I'm rounding up just for the sake of now, but anyway.
Yeah, that's 19.7, me being the baby.
Expectations.
And Edwin being the main man. 15 years. Okay, our goals and expectations. Basically, we really just want to learn a lot from this training, more because we are in the business of relating, communicating, working with people. We would like to learn more on developing supervisory skills.
Good.
Because, of course, we're leading people. And also systems that we can incorporate in our own churches. Because, yes, we may be one big church, but each church is also uniquely different from each other.
Okay.
And, well, Edwin was, or Dexter earlier was also mentioning that we'd really not only learn from this training, but also learn from each other.
Okay.
And, you know, the energies that we can absorb from each other, and it's always great to be working and learning from like minds.
All right. Edwin, leadership is?
For us, after much deliberation, we concluded leadership is service and relationship.
Nah. Summary. All right. We have 6 minutes to do three more tables, so we're going to have to be tight on everybody else. Sorry.
Okay, I'm Cricket. I'm in charge of, just getting money for the ministry. Okay, so that's my job. Now, this is Trisha. Her senior pastor is Pastor Robert Hearn. She actually serves under Pastor Arnold. She actually is the one who thinks administratively for the discipleship of Pioneer. Now, this is Myla. She works here in the Every Nation Management Service Team. She makes our lives comfortable and also all of yours. Make it efficient and beautiful. So this is Myla. I want to introduce her to you. If you need anything, go to Myla, okay, to make it better. So actually, I'll give the floor to Myla.
Yeah, goals and expectations.
The goal of our group is just to absorb from this training and to learn. And we just have a question: if are we going to have quizzes or exams?
Good question.
For us, leadership is just servanthood and influence, bringing people from point A to B.
Oh, how many years?
31 years.
Wow. Woohoo! Awesome. We'll go there and then we'll end with that last table there. So,
Gigi, everyone knows me. I report to Pastor Steve and the whole apostolic team, and I handle the management team. Eunice Yanez is from Victory Ortigas. She handles the facilities and asset management. And Janelle is from Victory Pioneer. She's Carlos's sister, younger sister. She, Pastor Robert Hearn, and she handles personal things. And they're first cousins, by the way. Pastor Paul.
Eunice is my first cousin.
They're first cousins. Yeah. I told Pastor Paul that's the real org chart here, all the family and connections.
The relational lines.
So then, Jan handles worship services and hotels. That's it. Volunteer. So similar to me. And then Jan was a best friend of my niece in high school.
Too much context.
Okay, our common goals and expectations are, this is really a refresher course for the three of us. Mm. So we really want to learn and to be a better manager, because a lot of us do overseeing.
Good.
Years of ministry experience combined, 22 years.
22?
Yes.
Wow.
We were discussing what leadership is, and it was actually very hard for us because there were so many definitions, but we ended up with one word: influence.
profound. Evelyn. Last table.
I'm Evelyn from Victory Alabang. My senior pastor is Pastor Ariel Marquez, and I work as a finance officer who oversee the cash inflow, outflow, and then serve as a traffic light, tell them when to stop spending, then green for go. Serves also as a channel of communication between the local church to the head office. And this is Ms. Karen, our human resources, our HR manager, who is in charge with the hiring and recruitment of people that we need here. And also she does interview and also evaluation, and that she is doing right now, evaluating every one of us. So, so that's her work. And then he also oversee mga events, especially here at the Ford head office, and she does also performance management for people. And our goals is to have a greater leadership capacity, and the expectation is to really our expectation is to have a clear function.
Mm. Okay. Leadership is? Karen.
Leadership is service.
Okay.
Years in the ministry, 12. Years
12. So 12, and I add another 9. So overall, we have 212 years of ministry experience in the room. Plus yours, Pastor Paul?
32.
Here we go. That's 32. 244 years of ministry experience
plus
in the
Lynn.
Room. And Lynn coming in, yeah, I don't know.
Let's
Lynn,
give her 10.
Another 10,
give
at least 10, right?
Give her 10.
When she was in Nashville, yeah.
And divided by?
254 divided by 30. 31. Averaging 8 years of ministry experience.
8.19, all right, 25, 6, 4, 8, 9.
I rounded down. So there, so... That's exciting. Can we give everybody a big hand? Pastor Paul?
All right. We got some real nice stuff. Miss Jen has been responsible for getting us all kinds of nice little goodies for our break. This is my wife, Alita, in the back. Alita, wave right there. Go back and meet her in the break. Be in your seat at 10 after.